Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy birthday to T.O., man. Cue up that Stevie Wonder. Cue up that Stevie Wonder. Raise a glass of that 81 Vino. Where's that 81 Vino at, man? Put the shades on, baby. Let's go, T.O. Let's go, baby.
Hey, B, can we start right here? Terrell.
Where's that 81 Vino hat yes. right there, baby? Go ahead and drink it out the bottle today.
Hey, look, you are me and Bonte's favorite player, I would say, at wide receiver. Like you're right up there. Take me back to the wild card game against the New York Giants. First play, Seahorns on your back, and you go 80 yards to the house at Candlestick.
Oh man, that was a good day, man. Man, you know, get ready for the playoff. I mean, this is what it's all about. And then, you know, one thing just kind of just led to another. I mean, you never really think, you know, the first play is going to go to the house. But it was one of those days. It sounds like, you know, that was the way you want to start a game off, like catch one pass and then take it to the house. Then you get the fans excited. You get your teammates excited. And, you know, it started out good. It kind of didn't end, you know, in the middle, kind of just so-so, but it ended up.
Oh, no doubt. T.O., let's start here with the wine. No, I want to get started with that because the wine, we've tasted it a little bit. Man, 81 Vino is hitting right now. Tell us about how it started. Where can people get it?
Yeah.
Well, they can get it at 81vino.com. That's the website. Oh. And how it started is how I'm pretty sure a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of businesses started during the pandemic. And obviously, through my relationships, one of my marketing mutual family friend of the Lasorda family. And during that time, you know, like I said, nobody was doing anything. And so he asked me what was my wine palate like? And I was like, look, man, I'm from the South. We didn't grow up drinking wine. You know?
And so, hey, T.O., I'm from the hood. I didn't drink wine either, but hey, go ahead.
Exactly. No Carlos Rossi?
a little Carlos Rossi. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah.
Especially in the black community,
it's
not known for really, you know, drinking wine. So that was one of the reasons too that I want to kind of educate myself and get involved. And then obviously being in San Francisco, I'm in the right backyard of wine country. Mm-hmm. And so again, as you just alluded to, being from the South, you know, like I said, wine wasn't a thing for us. And then my taste, my experience with tasting wine, it wasn't that good. I thought wine was supposed to be sweet. Hold on 1 second.
You got a call. You're all good, T.O.
You're a very busy man.
Yeah. So wine, I thought wine was supposed to be sweet, but, you know, being in the Bay Area, going to, like, charity events, we had dinners. And so they came around, you know, you have the waiters that come by and ask you, like, red or white. And I had no idea. I'm like, I don't know. my teammates, I think Derek Deese and some guys, they were like, go with the red. And so I drank it, man. I'm like, I'm thinking it's supposed to be like some, you know, grape juice. It was the most bitter taste ever. And so that was my experience. And so I explained that to, you know, the people on the Tom Lasorda side of the business. And I told them, like, yo, this is my experience. I'm like, how can we make it sweeter? And then they said, look, it's not going to taste like grape juice. But understanding the three characteristics of Cabernet, mm-hmm. which is the red in the red family, is big, bold, and dry. Mm-hmm. When they told me that, I'm like, yo, those characteristics, all those but one sounds like me. big, bold, but I'm definitely not dry.
So, no doubt.
And so we got involved, and so I gave them, like, you know, they asked me, like, what kind of fruits did I like, you know, what kind of chocolate, this and that and the other. So I gave them that, and so the winemaker, Terry Colton, who's also the winemaker for the Tommy Lasorda family wines, he took all that information, and that's how we created our first one, the 81. And so, obviously, that was made with plum preserves, cinnamon stick aromas, dark chocolate, all those type of things. Yep. And I know if you got ladies listening on this show, I knew I was describing those things. I wasn't describing myself. I'm talking about dark chocolate.
Sommelier.
That was not me. But with this one, the second one that we just did, this is the Hall of Fame edition. We have some, obviously, dark chocolate in here. In this one, we have some almond, some cherry pepper, and obviously dark chocolate is included in this one right here. So this is a very special one because the first one was a 2017 cab, mm-hmm. which was a blend. This is 100% cab, which is my Hall of Fame edition.
And nice.
The reason we made this the Hall of Fame edition is because this was the year that I got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Nice. So really the premise behind it, and I got to get you guys a bottle.
Oh, but yeah.
This is really dedicated to the fans, you know, because this is, you know, I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for the fans that supported me throughout the course of my career. And obviously there in San Francisco, I played 8 great years there. And so my whole career, again, I've been able to really bring some smiles to a lot of people's faces. Now I'm trying to repay however I can do it, especially with all the wine drinkers that are out there, trying to repay them and just really just give something back to all my fans. So again, the mantra behind this is for you. So this is
love that
2018 Hall of Fame edition for all my fans out there.
Love that. TLTO here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. I'm sure you're still watching football. You're tapped in. Hey, I seen you running routes to Jackson State against quarterbacks. I said, man, TL still got a little left in the tank. I want to get your thoughts on Deion Sanders in a second here. We could use another receiver in San Francisco, but the quarterback spot. Should we be confident in Brock Purdy helping the Niners and possibly leading them to the Super Bowl after Jimmy Garoppolo suffered a foot injury?
Well, where do you want to start? You want to start with Brock? You know,
start with Brock.
Start with Brock.
Start with Brock.
Well, I mean, I didn't watch the game, but I did see a number of the highlights. Again, this guy definitely didn't seem like he was Mr. Irrelevant in the draft. I mean, obviously, this just shows you really his maturation process, his growth process, really sitting behind the quarterbacks that were in front of him. And obviously, with Trey Lance getting hurt, then now Jimmy Garoppolo's back in the picture. Now he's been the guy. He's been the backup guy. So obviously, he's been brought up to speed to really prepare himself for the moment. And this was a guy, honestly, when you think about, because I think a lot of people heard of Brock Purdy, but they definitely know who he is now. Definitely relevant and not irrelevant. So if you look at the number of throws that he had, I mean, this definitely doesn't seem like a guy that wasn't prepared. And I think this is a good safety net for the Niners, very confident for what he can bring until, you know, if Jimmy Garoppolo gets healthy. But I think, like I said, if you look at some of the throws that he made, again, they had a package ready for him. I don't think anybody foresaw what he was able to do in a game, just coming in as a backup.
T.O., we want to do rapid fire so we can squeeze a lot of this information because we love having you on. We don't know when we'll get you back. Kyle Shanahan, would you want to play in a system with Kyle Shanahan?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hey, look, man, we've already I've already kind of sprinkled, you know, some words out there like, yo, if you guys need a receiver, I'm good. Listen here. Third down, red zone. Trust me, I'm a very valuable asset. As my man just said, I've been training. I trained yesterday. I'm going to work out again tomorrow. My son's coming down from the Bay Area. He's at Missouri State. He has his senior year coming up, so I'm just trying to help him, you know, groom him to really, you know, have a solid year next year. So again, I'm already ready. I've already reached out to Jed York. I've already told him, like, yo, if you need somebody, I'm definitely a viable.
I wanted you on the team in 2013 when Randy Moss out of retirement. I said, no, bring back 81.
Right.
We would have won that game in Seattle if we had T.O.
Hey, I've already talked to Jed about that. I don't know who was doing the general. I can't remember who's the general.
Trent Baalke now running Jacksonville.
Right. He wasn't really trying. For whatever reason, they weren't feeling me. But it is what it is. I would have definitely have loved to come back and, put that 81 on. And definitely, like I said, I feel like I would have been definitely a viable and more valuable asset than what they brought in at that time.
Well, you're still running a 4440. We see on the tape. You're running a 4440, smoking dudes who are 21 years old. Let me ask you about Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos. All that talk in Seattle, all that smoke, he gets traded to Denver. Are you surprised at how far he's fallen off with the Denver Broncos?
I think yes and no. If you think about it, I mean, sometimes it's the system. You can't really deny Russell Wilson's his ability as a quarterback. And I think, obviously, like you said, it could have been the system. If you think about the years that he played in Seattle, again, it speaks for itself. But you obviously got to solidify, your offense with the weapons around you. I can't compare, what he had in Seattle versus what he has now.
Mm-hmm.
The teammates, the linemen, everybody's different. The calls are different. You have a different offensive coordinator. So all those things factor into someone going in and gelling and producing at a high level. So again, I'm not going to put all the onus on Russell just yet. This is his first year there. It's just like anybody, you're trying to, kind of plug in players in certain situations here and there. But obviously, like I said, everything starts with the quarterback. But you can't put the whole season on the quarterback when you don't have, obviously those necessary pieces to be successful.
Talking to Terrell Owens here on 95.7 The Game, the morning roast, Joe Zaskin, the Butcher, Bonte Hill, 81 Vino. The Cabernet Hall of Fame edition is out right now, 100% Cabernet. Get it on 81vino.com. It's a great wine. We can't wait. As T.O. mentioned, it's got a little dark chocolate in it. So you want to get that, the Hall of Fame edition, as we're talking to Pro Football Hall of Famer, should have been first ballot Hall of Fame wide receiver, which is a joke. We know why people were hating.
Ridiculous.
But still got that blazer though, TL, so we're happy about that. I gotta ask you about Deion Sanders, because I like what Deion Sanders did at Jackson State, and I have no issues with him moving on to Colorado for what he did for Jackson State. You saw it firsthand. What I'm ticked off about is more people giving Deion Sanders hate over moving from Jackson State to Colorado than they are Brett Favre still a welfare check down in Mississippi. Ridiculous. It's a joke to me, T.O.
It's bittersweet, and I'm pretty sure, as Deion mentioned, it's probably one of the most difficult probably decisions I'm sure that he's had to make. When you think about his 3 years there, short tenure, you think about obviously his goals and what he wanted to accomplish. I think he exceeded the expectations of a lot of people, maybe himself, but me knowing Deion, him having that swag, he didn't. But when you think about, look at the last two years, the records that he's had, obviously losing last year in the conference championship, bringing their team back and even bettering the record from last year, going undefeated this year, winning the SWAC championship. And again, at the end of the day, I just don't understand the vitriol that people are spewing toward him, basically leaving. It's no different, than anybody. It's equivalent to everybody wants to say, okay, well, what about, Eddie Robinson, who was there for 50 years or whatever, or the other coaches that have been there for 50 years in the SWAC conference? The only difference is those coaches didn't have the opportunity that Deion had. And I think what Deion has done is really set the blueprint. He's laid out the map for anybody that wants to step into those shoes to really recreate or do what he did. And I admire him. I applaud him for what he's doing. But I think anybody in that situation, if you don't have an opportunity, to better yourself, in his word, elevate, then why wouldn't you?
Yep.
He's not doing it. He didn't do anything any white coach or anybody else would have done in this situation. And I think for Deion, it's so harsh. And I think for the black community, they feel let down because he put out lofty goals. But what coach goes into a situation
exactly
doesn't really skew those or share lofty goals going into a season? And so, again, at the end of the day, it's bittersweet. But at the end of the day, he's laid the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
He's laid the infrastructure for someone else to come in and do what he's done. He's doing it again. He did it for the black community.
Yep.
He did it for some other black court, black coach that is aspiring to do a be a coach to go and do what he did at Jackson State University.
Yeah, nobody's hating on Trent Dilfer getting a job out of nowhere. No one's hating on Lincoln Riley saying he was going to be in Oklahoma forever. Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. So I'm with you on that. Exactly. Hey, T.O., let's have a little fun here. Michael Vick says he could beat you in a race. There's no way. Come on.
No, Michael Vick probably could back in the day. Like, I wasn't ever known for my speed. You know, I wasn't known for coming out of college, you know, going to the combine, running 4.3s, 4.4. But I got better as I got older. I'm just like my wine, you know what I mean? So as far as him beating me, I don't see that happening. I really don't. And if he's serious, I can't wait. I really can't wait to really prepare for this. He said at the top of the year, sometime next year, early next year, be serious. Hey, this is going to be blockbuster. This is going to be must-see TV.
Get your popcorn.
Definitely get your popcorn. and hopefully, you know, maybe I guess the prelims, maybe we can get Fat Boy Brandon Marshall to really show up.
Keyshawn Johnson? What about Keyshawn Johnson?
Keyshawn.
I'm not going to do Keyshawn that bad. but we got somebody for Brandon Marshall if he wants to run the prelims, because clearly he's been ducking this smoke over here for the last 2 years.
Oh, really? Hey, so who's the guy? Because I saw you in front of CVS, and I don't know. I know you probably don't want to talk about that. Who's the guy from your playing days that just chirped too much? Because I was thinking about Strahan and you getting into it, Sean Williams getting that penalty in that NFC divisional round game or wild card game. Who's the guy that you think about now? Like, yeah, I'd love to have a piece of him.
Man, I wasn't really I wasn't really a confrontation guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What really motivated me to really get in the weight room, as I grew up in high school and as an adolescent, I got picked on a lot. You know what I mean? Before we actually knew the term bullying, I got picked on a lot. I got bullied a lot. I got beat up a few times. And then that's what made me want to get in the weight room, because I got tired of being bullied. And so, again, it helped me twofold. Number one, it gave me confidence, because once I started getting a little bigger, seeing some muscles here and there, it gave me the confidence to protect myself. But in the same breath of that, it was allowing me to get better in athletics, because I was getting bigger, faster, and stronger with that. But, I mean, over the years, like I said, I mean, guys are going to chirp, you know, during practice. They're going to be, you know, during games, as you just mentioned. You know, guys, they want to test your manhood.
Who talked the most?
That's a good question. Talk the most? Not a lot of guys talk much.
Aeneas Williams?
Nah, Aeneas Williams was quiet, huh?
I think actually D'Angelo Hall. He talked a little trash every now and then. But other than that, you know, a lot of the guys on my own teammate who talked a lot of trash was Ken Norton.
Ken Norton Jr.
Surprise me.
I'm pretty sure a lot of opponents wanted to beat him up. I mean, I played on the same team with him, and I wanted to beat him. knowing the pedigree that he came from, I probably didn't want none of that.
Nah, you didn't want none of that. Heavyweight champ, his father was. You might want to sit that one out, T.O. Yeah. Terrell Owens here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Hall of Famer, of course, one of the greatest wide receivers of all time. He's in the top two for sure. And it's Jerry Rice and T.O. You can make that argument yourselves. T.O., I got to ask you about Odell Beckham Jr. Where should he go? And do you think he has anything left in the tank?
I think he should probably go somewhere like the Baltimore Ravens.
Ooh.
A team that's really kind of like on the cusp. He has a dynamic quarterback that can a dual threat, to be quite honest. We talk about, you know, running and passing. He's become a quarterback that can run. Typically, a lot of people that really try to assess, you know, black quarterbacks, they're like, oh, well, he's a running quarterback. I don't like that term. I like the term quarterback that can run, and he's made himself into a quarterback that can run. And obviously, like I said, you think about his weapons on the outside. I just can't. You don't really know who those number one and two guys are right off the bat. So you need somebody that obviously that can stretch the field, make those tough plays. And again, you think about, like I said, Baltimore. I think it's a good fit for him. As far as, you know, the teams that everybody keeps throwing out there, the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants. If he goes to either one of those teams, it's going to be short-lived. It's going to be a short-lived season, and he might as well just...
Oh, wow.
What, right? He's going to go there for what, one check or two? You know what I mean? Then you're going to be watching the playoffs. Go to a team, again, with obviously a good quarterback.
What about Buffalo, T.O.? I thought Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs.
You were in Buffalo?
You were in Buffalo. You love playing for the Buffalo Bills.
I hadn't gotten to Buffalo yet. I was in.
My bad, you're in the zone.
I was getting there. But, yeah, Buffalo definitely is a viable option. You think about, Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis, and obviously the weapons that they have there. They have a good, solid running game. The defense is pretty solid. Again, a guy like, Odell coming in there, it would be a perfect fit, just like he did with the Los Angeles Rams.
T.O., Justin Jefferson types, like the athletic, easy separation types, or the Deebo Samuel types, the more like you, Anquan Boldin, physical, make tough contested catches,
run through somebody. Yeah.
Who are the guys that you like right now, like that you like watching or that you think remind you of yourself?
I'm a basketball guy, so I don't really watch a lot of football. I can't say that I watched a full football game from first quarter to fourth quarter.
Wow.
But I do, like I said, with social media, it's not like you can't keep up with what's going on. But when you think about those guys and those physical attributes that kind of resemble how I play, you have to throw the names of Deebo Samuel, DK Metcalf, AJ Brown with the Eagles. So again, those guys aren't, totally have the package of me, but you see the resemblances and some of the physical, attributes that they bring to the game.
You know, T.O., we're talking to T.O. here on the Morning Rose. Kind enough to give us his time, man. 81 Vino, get the wine right now. Cabernet, 100%. The Hall of Fame edition's out right now. He's got the 2017 edition out right now. We got to try it. We can't wait to get a bottle, T.O. I got to ask you about something. One of our co-hosts here, or one of our co-workers, Darryl the Guru Johnson, is a big-time Cowboy fan.
Yeah.
He said back in the day, because he's from Union City Logan High School, he said, and he claims this, that he was dating a chick, and one time he rolled up to the house, and he saw you, and he said, T.O. stole my girl. A Hall of Famer stole my girl. Now, I don't want to get you in trouble or whatnot, but hey, you know what? I told Guru she chose up, man.
Is it fact or fiction?
Hey, man, that's the saying. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
There you go. Hey, talk to him, T.O.
Oh, my God.
Talk to him, T.O.
Hey,
talk
can we do him. This again, T.O.? We got to talk more because I want to talk about the star.
I don't know who she is. Is she single? Find out if she's single because I'm single. I'm not going to revisit.
Hey, you always got a home in the Bay, T.O.
Yeah.
Obviously, you always got a home in the Bay. Whether it's the East Bay, South Bay, North Bay, don't matter. Right. The ladies love T.O. Hey, it's a lot of fun, man. And that guy who tried to, he must have read about your youth when you were getting bullied that you just mentioned, because self-defense at CVS, man, you had to do what you got to do, man.
I was feeling
and we don't
that.
Give you, and, well, we, and you know what? People on social media and stuff, people are getting crazy out here in the streets.
Yeah.
And they need to be reminded that you just can't run up on anybody.
No, you're right. And again, I assessed the situation before, I got into any type of fisticuffs or what have you. And just so happened when I went into that CVS, I actually ran, the guy that I was, trying to prevent the guy from beating up, he was a 49er fan. He was on the phone when I walked in the store, and he did a double take because I had just left the restaurant.
Right.
I was trying to get some batteries for my garage keypad or what have you. So I just went to the store just like a little normal everyday person, which I know I'm not, and tried to pick up some things. And the guy recognized me in the store. He was, man, he's like, you look like T.O. You T.O.? And I'm like, yeah, that's me. He said, oh, man, I'm a 49er fan, man. Appreciate everything you did for us in the Bay. And I'm like, all right, cool. So the other guy, I don't know, he ran across him as well, and the guy was on the phone. So I think the guy may have thought that he said something to him, out of pocket or what have you.
Right.
And so I stood in line. The other guy stood in line, and the guy that, obviously was, creating all the ruckus, he was in front of me. He checked out first, and then the other guy went to the other cash register. And so he went over to that guy's line and basically said, I'm going to be waiting on you outside. And I'm like, that's weird. So I didn't really think nothing of it. So me and the other guy, we both kind of checked out and walked out the door at the same time. And that's when the guy rolled up on us, and he was trying to beat the other guy up. And I was just trying to really prevent the situation. And then, like I said, we were kind of going back and forth a little bit. And then when the cashier came outside, he saw what was going on, and he tried to intervene a little bit. And so the guy thought I wasn't paying attention, and he basically swung at me. he basically tried to steal me while I wasn't looking. And so that's where things kind of went sideways. And, you know, at the end of the day, man, I just had to protect myself and, like I said, the other gentleman as well.
Right. Tio, real quick, is Deion going to call you to coach the wide receivers of Colorado? Are you doing any coaching outside of the wide venture?
You know what? I haven't really thought about it, but I've always told Deion, even when he was at Jackson State, I'm like, bro, if you need me, you know where I am. He knows how to find me. I don't think coaching on an everyday basis is in the cards for me.
Yeah.
I don't get up for everybody like I do 95-7 a game.
There we go, T.O. There we go.
That's the only time I'm getting up early. But yeah, if it's a situation, honestly, that he feels like I can come in and kind of facilitate and kind of work out some things or whatever, but I can't be an everyday in the building, getting up at like 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. That is not me. I'm handsome for a reason, man. I love my beauty sleep.
Well, you can tell we're not handsome because we don't get beauty sleep working this early in the morning. T.O., thanks so much for the time today. 81 Vino, check it out right now. 81vino.com. Check out his wine. The Hall of Fame edition out right now. 100% Cabernet. We cannot wait to taste that blend. T.O., thanks so much, my man.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Hey, man. Y'all still let those nine
No,
man, I'm ready, man.
I know.
All I wanted is an opportunity, man. Hey, that's all I ever wanted.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, T.O.
Yep, happy birthday, man. 81.
Thank you.
81 Vino, baby. Terrell Owens here on the Morning Rose.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.